The Subdudes on 91.3 WYSO. And now we're magically having gone from Studio A into Studio B. And instead of being alone and lonely, it is a great, great pleasure to be joined in the studio by our very special in-studio guest. But before, I want to welcome also our very special bluesman extraordinaire who's come in, taking a little slice out of his day job for this particular day to come in and join us. It's my pal and blues guru, can I call you that? Shaking
keep
Dave Hussung.
Just keep going. It's Shaking indeed my Dave. Pleasure to be up here with you, Nikki, and the next generation of blues. There's so many great young guitar players that have come up through the Dayton area. You know, I don't know when it started, but certainly Noah Witherspoon,
sure.
And then Scotty Bratcher, and now we got this guy. He's burning it up.
Burning it up. Reese Lincoln, who is going to be playing for us this Saturday night. The show gets underway. Come early for some free finger food from Belly Fire Catering, and then Reese is going to take the stage at 7 o'clock. And Reese, first of all, thanks for doing the show for us on Saturday.
Oh, well, thanks.
And thanks for being here today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you had to. Are you normally up at this hour?
Not usually. I'm a late nighter myself.
We were enjoying the Subdudes and found ourselves exchanging musician jokes with, you know, we should have recorded that and offered it online for the outtakes. Yeah.
Any band that can do without a drummer is okay by me.
As the Subdudes, which brought on a whole bunch of drummer jokes. And, you know, for your pledge of $5, you call up and we'll tell those to you. But hey, listen, that's the deal. It's free this weekend. Come on out, bring the family, bring your friends. F&S Harley Davidson Buell agreeing to be our sort of host for the evening, and really looking forward to hearing Reese and your full band play. It's you're sitting here with an acoustic guitar,
yes,
for this day, but you'll be on stage with a full band this Saturday, correct?
Oh yes, yeah. It's a 3-piece. We have a guitar, bass, and drums, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast.
A power blues trio.
Power trio, yeah.
Indeed. F&S Harley Davidson will never be the same.
Come on, help us change.
Yeah, move those walls out just a little bit.
Well, Shaking Dave here and Reese Lincoln, and if you'd be so kind to regale us one here live in the studio. And you were listening, we're doing some veteran tunes on the way in today.
Yes. Yeah. You know, like it is Veterans Day, and there's a song that I wrote for the veterans. And Nikki, our soldiers go overseas and they fight for our country, and oftentimes they realize that the hardest battle is in their head from all the things they've seen and been through. And so I wrote this song for them. So,
yeah, go right ahead. Reese Lincoln, right. Live on 91.3 WYSO.
Red, white, and blue, but the fighting is through, that's when I go insane. I lose control. I feel the pain in my soul when I lay my head burning sands, where many have led in this forum.
Reese Lincoln, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. Come and see him Saturday. You hear that with the full three-piece there?
Yes, indeed. And also, that song is going to be on our new CD that we're working on. And working on a professional CD. I'm super excited about it.
Professional. Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's going to be great. And like, we have all original songs on the album except for one tune, and it's 1927 song. It's an old blues song that I redid.
Nice.
And it's by Blind Willie Johnson. And anyway, so we're looking forward to it. We have a special guest on the CD. His name is Steve Harrington. He's played with Carlos Santana, Sheila Escovov, Slave, a whole bunch of people.
Is that Steve Harrington's Hall of Fame, that guy?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
And
nice.
Also, we have a Mike Petro from Universal Records is going to be mixing it and stuff. And got a lot of exciting stuff happening.
Oh,
so
good. Well, speaking of which, now you are going to be heading down down Tennessee way in association with a couple things, the Dayton Blues Society, and also this competition that's ICB that stands for?
The International Blues Challenge.
IBC, that's it.
Yes.
I don't know why I keep saying ICB. That's IBC. And you've been chosen by, basically, was it by the Dayton Blues Society, Dave?
Right, I believe. That was before I entered the picture. I think Reese probably could give us a better rundown on how that came about. I was involved with the competition where the duo was decided and then the group act. But you're, because of your elderly. you're in a special group under a certain age, is that right?
Yes. Okay. It's for the youth showcase.
And so, and you're 20 years old, so
yes.
I'm guessing it's people under 21.
Under 21, that's right.
Yeah. So you were chosen, though, and you're going to be our delegate to this competition. And a really nice, I'd say, like, a great honor. And a few more things coming down the pike for you, too.
Well, we're doing a show with Hubert Sumlin coming up and Bob Margolin. That's going to be at Jilly's. We're actually doing a show for the governor at the Ohio State House. It's a Christmas party.
How about it?
And
just low down on what he really does.
Yeah, let's find out what he does for Christmas.
Yeah. And I was invited to play at the Ground Zero Blues Club in Clarksdale, Mississippi, before the IBC, so I'll be going there. And I don't know, just, you know.
Sounds like a lot of big things coming up for you.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That's great.
Seems like we're real lucky to get him, Dave.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like stated before, you know, Reese Lincoln, he's carrying on this tradition of really great talent. Where's it come from? You know, in such a young age, it's like
That come from? When did you know, Reese, that you, I mean, was it just pretty much from the get-go, or was there a moment that it came upon you?
An epiphany.
Well, it kind of was a moment. Back when I was 8 years old, I first started playing.
That's
and,
crazy.
About that.
And my grandpa got me started. And anyways.
Your grandpa's probably younger than me. But
and like when I was taking lessons at first, like we started out with, we would learn one string at a time. So I'd start with the first string, second, third, fourth. And by the time I got to the top string, I said, this is all I want to do for the rest of my life.
Wow. At eight.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah.
When did you have your first public performance?
Oh, wow. I was nine. It was at our talent show at school.
It didn't take long, did it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and one of my first bands was a band called Chaz, and it was run by a guy named Tom Scheit. I was 13 years old. And he invites me over to his house, and we do this one band practice, go over 40 songs.
40? 40?
40 songs.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
For this big show. And he looks at me and says, Reese, we'll help the show is tomorrow. Hope you're ready, man. And so he went off and did it. And it was great, you know.
Talk about baptism under fire.
Yes, that was.
Well, you owned up to the task.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I love doing it. You know, I just love performing. So.
It is nice, isn't it? It's a nice vibe. And you got a good energy, and we're so grateful that you're going to do this with us. And again, come out and see Reese and his band. Going to be taking the stage at FNS Harley-Davidson Buell this Saturday. Free food. Come early. Bring the family. This is a family event, Dave.
Yes, it certainly is. We're looking forward to it. It's just going to be a general thank you so much for supporting the blues for so many years up here. And, you know, yeah, I've been here a while, but the station is such just a strength of voice in the Miami Valley, and the blues is certainly one of the strongest voices that's been the same and growing at the same time for, well, as long as we've been here. I know John Hammond did a blues
show
program here.
Here
in 1958, so the legend goes, I should say, the history goes way back,
goes
and
deep.
Legend too.
Yeah, it does. It's just a big, big opportunity to get together, commune with the blues. Reese, thanks for taking some time out today to give us a little sneak preview.
Yeah.
We got something queued up in the player in there that we'll have Peter take us on through. Shig and Dave, thanks for coming out today.
My pleasure to be here, looking to see and meet all these voices that I've heard on the phone for so many years. Put the face with a voice. It's always interesting.
I love it.
Looking forward
to
Saturday.
Yeah, and it's kind of a nice confluence here. Shig and Dave hosting the blues here for it's 25 and counting. We're just going to call it the next leg in the next quarter century with Shig and Dave. And how nice and appropriate in a lot of really cool ways that you're kind of the youth coming
the
up.
The baton
and,
is being passed.
Make it happen. Of course, we're still running the race. Don't get any ideas. We still got it going on. But Reese, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks
thank
for
you
being
for
here.
Me. Yeah.
You bet. We'll see you all there. I'll be there. Dave will be there. Reese will be there. And hopefully you too. Full details at our website at wyso.org. We'll look forward to your next record, Reese. And here's one from your last one. Thanks again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
stay. Yeah, I'm leaving this world behind when God calls me. It may be tomorrow, or it may be today. It may be today. It may be today. It may be today.
Reese Lincoln from his last recording, an EP. He's got one in the works, but you can come on out this Saturday and hear all of these songs live and in person, and some of the tunes are going to be on his next record as well. Hey, you heard it all on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. We're online at WYSO.org and broadcasting in HD. YSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock.